Hi, this is Michael Palermo. I work at Microsoft as a developer evangelist. Welcome to the series, Develop for Windows 8 in Half the Time. Our goal, discover development techniques for Metro-style apps in under 4 minutes at a time. Today, we're going to consider how you even get started. So, of course, the most important thing that we need to address is how do you even get started with Windows 8 Metro app development? So I'm going to give you a clue. For starters, you're going to need to have Windows 8 installed. And you're also going to need to have Visual Studio, at least Visual Studio Express for Windows 8. How would you get started with that? I'm going to provide you a very simple URL that you should remember, because this URL is going to be for both items, for both the download of Windows 8 and also the Developer Center where you can get Visual Studio Express 2012. And here it is, aka.ms/win8-vs2012. That is the special link that you need. Now, once you've installed and followed the directions for getting Windows 8 installed and getting Visual Studio, how would you get started from there? Let's look at an example if we were in the desktop mode of Windows 8. So I'm in the desktop mode, and now I want to start Visual Studio 2012 or Visual Studio Express. If I just hit the Start key on my computer, it takes me to the Start screen. I have two options here. I can either find it visibly here, as I can see, or if I just start typing the letter V for Visual Studio and S for Visual Studio VS Express, I can also see that it appears because just typing in the Start screen invokes a search. So I'm going to click on Visual Studio Express from Windows 8. Now that I'm in here, how do I get started again? This is the key. Over on the left-hand side, we'll notice that there's the ability for us to start a new project. Also, not to be forgotten or neglected, are the things that are in the Start area right off the bat. What's new in Windows development? Also, how to create Metro-style apps, learning resources. All of these are links to valuable resources, so don't ignore them. Clicking on New Project, you can select your language, and you'll notice here that I favor JavaScript. I see all the templates, but again, not to be forgotten over here, is the powerful online. This gives us the ability to really check out some very specific samples that may be of very important use to you. So observe now when I go to JavaScript that I can also see a variety of samples that can be downloaded and used for very specific things, such as how to do file access, how to access app settings within your application, how to create the tiles, how to save files, and so forth. So this is how you can get started. Be sure that you take advantage of all the sample apps, and absolutely the fastest way to get into your Visual Studio experience is just hitting the Start button and typing VS. Thank you for watching today's episode. Our next one, how to get started with a blank template.